Good afternoon, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everyone, and happy winter. Today's first day of winter, officially. Welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Not only do we cover all the stylish tech toys around, sleek digital cameras, fashionable phones, and flat panel TVs you can mount to your wall, but everything is discussed in plain English and with none of that confusing technical jargon. Who needs it? Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features. Available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities, the Zune is a stellar holiday gift. More info is at zune.ca, that's Z-U-N-E.ca. Well, considering it's December 22nd, I figured today being the last Tech Talk show before Christmas Eve, we could concentrate on some last-minute tech toys for the holidays, a few high-tech gift ideas for under the tree or in the stocking that won't disappoint the recipients on your gift list, whether it's a new video game, digital camera, music player, GPS navigation unit, Blu-ray machine, and so on and so forth. Today, we are joined in the studio by AJ Jasal from The Source by Circuit City to chat about recommended gadgets for the guy or girl on your gift list. Welcome to the show, AJ.
Thanks for having me on.
Great. So AJ will be joining me from now till 1 p.m. to help me answer your questions about what tech to buy someone this Christmas or Hanukkah. If you're on the fence about something, maybe you want to know what to look for in a digital camera, or say your significant other is a TV fanatic, what could you buy them to complement their pastime, their favorite pastime, something that would fit great in their home theater? Or let's say your nephew or niece has an Xbox 360 and you don't know what are some good games that are age appropriate for, say, a 12-year-old. Give us a call. And we also want to ask you, what tech toys are you hoping to get in a couple of days? Perhaps your fingers are crossed about a new cell phone or an iPod docking station, maybe a new camcorder. We'd love to hear from you. What are you hoping to get? I'll tell you about our two great prizes in a moment, but let's first open the lines. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, in Toronto, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, that's *TALK on your cell phone. And please be safe if you're out and about today, even though the weather is fine. The roads are still a bit slushy and slippery. So please take your time and concentrate and call us when you're in a parking lot or back at home. So we have The Source by Circuit City today from now to 1 p.m. And they've brought with them two amazing giveaways. So thanks, AJ, for bringing these in with you. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win the Slide to PC product from Ion Audio. This is a doohickey that you connect to your computer. That's a pretty technical term, huh, AJ? Doohickey?
Yeah, doohickey.
It's a thingamajig that you connect to your computer's USB port that lets you imports old slides and negatives that you probably have, you know, kicking around in an old shoebox somewhere, maybe in your basement, in your attic, in a cupboard. Well, if you digitize them, not only can you easily share them with friends and family around the world using email or these photo sharing sites, but you're preserving them for future generations. They won't degrade over time once they are digitized. So this is called the Ion Audio Slide to PC. It's valued at $119.99. It's an exclusive at The Source by Circuit City. We're going to give that away to the first caller after the 12:30 break. If you get your question on the air as to what to look for when you're buying that last minute tech gift, or if you want to tell us what you're hoping to get. The last caller of the show before 1 p.m. is going to win the Mio Knight Rider GPS navigation unit. This has the authentic voice of the car Kit. I forgot the actor's name. I don't know if you know it offhand, AJ. But when you turn it on, you type in your name. When you turn it on, it says this. This is because I tried it this summer. It says, "Mark, where would you like to go today?" That's my terrible version of Kit, but that's what, and then, it's like, turn left in 500 meters, you know, it's great, and it's wonderfully cheesy. It's all black, and it's got the red lights that go up and down the sides, and it's got the swooshing noise, just like Kit the car. It's a GPS navigation unit for anywhere in North America, valued at $229.99 on sale at The Source by Circuit City, and that's going to be given away to the last caller before 1 p.m. So a little Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts from The Source by Circuit City and us here at News Talk 1010 CFRB. We want to hear from you. What high-tech gadgets and gizmos are you out out shopping for today to buy a loved one, and maybe you need some help on what to look for, or if your fingers are crossed that you're going to be getting a new video game or a Blu-ray machine or something like that this holiday season, let us hear from you. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255 on your cell phone. It's a free call. Once again, we're joined in the studio by AJ Jasol. Happy holidays to you, sir.
Happy holidays to you as well.
And thank you for trekking down here. I wasn't sure. It was touch and go when it was coming down really hard in Richmond Hill this morning. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it down today. Might have to do it from the house, but it looks pretty clear now. And thanks. I know you also came in from outside of the city. Let's talk first a bit about The Source by Circuit City. You guys are everywhere. It seems that you guys are like the Starbucks of the tech space. Every time I turn around at a mall, there's a Source by Circuit City. How many locations do you have now?
We have, at the moment, 760 locations in Canada.
760 locations.
And we started in the year 1970, and the first store opened in Rexdale.
Okay. And that was under a different name, but now they're all called The Source. Or The Source by Circuit City. And the website, because I know there's also online shopping as well.
Our website is thesource.ca, and we do a lot of sales on our web.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have a new option on our web, which is called My Store in a Flash, which allows customers to select a product and have it picked in the store so they don't have to wait in the line. They don't have to go to the store to find it if they have it in stock. Click on My Store in a Flash, and they get it right in the store. No problem at all.
Awesome. Before we go to the lines, AJ, let's quickly talk about these two giveaways, one to the first caller after 12:30, one to the last caller of the show. Let's start with the Ion Audio Slide to PC. I probably didn't do a great job explaining what it is. I'm sure you could do a better job. So this is great for those who want to preserve memories.
Well, yes, it's an awesome, awesome product. It transfers 35 millimeter negatives and slides to your computer. It's fast, one-touch scanning, takes just 1 to 2 seconds to do. It's fixed focus range, automatic exposure, and color balance.
Great. So you just sort of feed in the slides or negatives, and it's like a little scanner, like a little mini scanner.
That's right. It's it's an amazing scanner which has a 5-megapixel resolution on it.
Okay, great.
Optical element. It's compatible with both XP and Vista, so if you have the XP versions in your computers or your laptops, it'll work on that as well.
Great. And what I like about this is not only does it make it easier to share these memories that you probably haven't looked at in 50 years, but you're preserving it for future generations. Let's face it, our grandkids and great-grandkids aren't going to know what to do with a slide or a negative. But if it's in a digital format, like a JPEG or something, chances are they're going to, you know, their life is going to be digital, so they're going to have access to it.
And it's an awesome gift for the Christmas, because if you have your family get-together, which is happening right now, it'll be great to bring out all these old pictures and slides which you have in your boxes have a great hot chocolate with your team or your family and show it to everyone there. So it'll just get old memories back to them. So it's an awesome product.
So you could see, you know, your mom in a beehive wig and the horn-rimmed glasses from the 50s with a little poodle skirt or something like that. Yeah. I'm probably mixing up, you know, different eras here, so I apologize. All right, and then the last prize, before we go to the lines, AJ, the last product we're giving away just before 1 p.m. is this Knight Rider GPS unit that I've had the pleasure of playing around with this past summer. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, it's a Knight Rider GPS by Mio, which is preloaded with Canada and the U.S., so you don't require any PC downloads or software. It gives you turn-by-turn voice guidance and tells you which street to take. It gives you English, French, and Spanish. So three languages are there with over 4 million points of interest.
Right, and that could be restaurants,
gas stations,
bank machines, yeah, hotels, anything that you may want to visit while you're on the road, a restaurant. And with this Mio, you can actually type in with your fingertip what kind of food you're in the mood for. You can say Italian, and it'll quickly scan your area and tell you, okay, in 0.6 kilometers, there's this place here, which is kind of neat. Great. So $229 at The Source by Circuit City. We're going to give this away to the last caller. We have time for our first quick call before our first break. That would be Ian from Scarborough. You're on News Talk 1010, Ian.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And to you, sir.
I'd like to find out, is there a website that you can, if you have a GPS, reprogram the voice message on yours to a different voice?
Great question. Yeah, yeah.
And what another one is, with the GPS tracking, will it tell you to make an illegal left-hand turn if you're not allowed to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you come to a street and you're not allowed to make a left turn, will it tell you to make a left turn?
Great questions, Ian. It's Mark here, and I'm going to answer both of you. I'm going to put you on both of them, and I'm going to put you on hold, by the way, because we have to quickly go to a commercial break. The answer to your first question is many TomTom GPS units let you download additional voices. Anyone that you buy, Mio, Garmin, TomTom, Magellan, LG, Sony, they'll often have a couple of voices in there, but the TomTom ones let you download additional voices and celebrity voices like John Cleese or Mr. T. You can download those or The Godfather, and you can hear a celebrity voice giving you turn-by-turn directions, which can be fun. It's usually $5 to $10 for one of those voice packs. And the second question was whether or not a GPS unit will incorrectly tell you to turn down the wrong way of a one-way street. The answer is no. The only caveat is that some units, including the GPS, the Mio GPS units that we're giving away, have what's called a pedestrian mode or a cycling mode, and they will not tell. They will tell you it's okay to turn left on a one-way street if it's the wrong way, because it doesn't matter if you're on foot or on a bike. Usually on a bike, it's probably not a great idea, but they say as well. So anyways, we got to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines and, of course, giving away some great prizes. Stick with us. The time is now 12:18, however. You know what that means. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. 22nd of December? Yes, it is. 21st. Oh, thanks for telling me. My guest, AJ Jasal, not only knows his technology, but he's really up on his calendar as well. Welcome to the show, AJ.
Well, thanks for having me on again.
AJ Jasal is with The Source by Circuit City, and we are here to talk about electronics. What gadgets are you planning on buying someone for the holidays that, last minute, but hey, I'm sure they'll still take it. Maybe you need some help in what to look for when you're shopping for a digital camera, a video game machine, a movie player like a DVD box or a Blu-ray disc player. If you need any help with what to look for, some features that you think are that you want to know what are worth and what are not worth looking into, give us a holler. Or if you just want to tell us what you're hoping to get this holiday season, I'm curious to know. I'm sure other listeners are as well. We are giving away a couple of prizes to as a little thank you to those who call in. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win the Ion Audio Slide 2 PC. This is a computer peripheral that lets you scan 35mm slides and negatives into your computer to digitize them. And the last caller is going to win the Mio GPS unit, Knight Rider edition, which has the voice of the Kit Car from the 80s television show starring David Hasselhoff. And that's valued at $229. These are both available and on sale at The Source by Circuit City. All 760 locations, as AJ tells us. So let's open the lines again. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255. Let's just jump right in here. We've got Linda in Aurora. Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling News Talk 1010.
Hi. Actually, North York.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling, wherever you are.
I'm looking for a combination of a clock radio, a CD player, and an iPod player. And I want one that's got a decent sound quality to it.
Okay. Okay, so this is Mark here. I'll let AJ answer this as well. But I am a fan of some of these they're called LUV or iHome clock radios. These allow you to dock your iPod, which recharges it at the same time, and wake up to a special song that you like. And they have a radio, some of them, as well as the iPod, but not a CD player. AJ, do you know of any models that have a CD player as well as iPod connectivity and the radio that's built into an alarm clock?
Yes, we do have a product which is available in our stores, which is ESI CD clock radio music system, which allows you to play your CDs plus have an iPod dock on it with a clock radio.
Mm-hmm.
So you can wake up to the buzzer or to the iPod music. Your choice.
Great. How much is that one, AJ?
It's selling for $99.99. It's
okay.
A great price.
Now, Linda also asked about sound quality. You know, for that price, it's probably going to be decent, but not, you know, extraordinary. Yeah. It's not like it's going to be a $500 Bose quality kind of thing. But so $99, and that's available at The Source, yeah?
Yes.
You said there was an ESI?
Yes. I can give you this SKU number. It's 121-2023.
And you're not sold out.
No, we're not.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Great question. Thank you very much. Let's hear from Maria in Toronto. Maria, Happy holidays.
Ma.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, dear. And to you.
I'm looking to buy a GPS. I was looking what features one should look for and if there's any particular brand you're allowed to mention that is better than another brand.
Yeah, great. So GPS units are very popular for those who are listening that have heard the term but aren't familiar with what they are. These are navigation units that communicate with satellites that hover above the Earth. And when it's paired with mapping software on the GPS unit, which you typically keep on your dashboard, it will help you navigate from point A to point B with both turn-by-turn audio instruction as well as a visual cues as well. So are these all the same, AJ, or are there some features that are worth looking into?
Yeah, there are some cool features which you should be looking at is the screen size, how big a screen you're looking for, 4.3 inch, 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you should look at what maps are loaded on the GPS. Are they North America or just Canada?
What I've found, AJ, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that over the past years, as the price of memory has dropped, virtually all GPS units you buy now have both Canada and the U.S. in it.
Yes.
And some even have European maps in it as well. I know there's a Garmin and TomTom unit that has it, but that will add to the price.
That's right. You have to just download the patch or unlock the European map from the website, and then we'll be working on your GPS.
Right, and some other features, Maria, are text-to-speech translation. So instead of it just saying turn left in 100 meters, it will say turn left in 100 meters on St. Clair Avenue West. It'll tell you the name of the street, so it's a little bit of extra information to make sure you're turning at the right place. Bluetooth, I like. You were going to say that, AJ?
Yes, I was.
He's giving me the thumbs up. Bluetooth is if you have a cell phone that has this wireless technology built in, and chances are you do. When a call comes in, you can see the phone number of the person calling on the GPS unit, and then you can talk hands-free, which may be legislation. It may be law, you know, next year if it passes legislation in Ontario, which means you can't hold the phone up to your ear while you're driving. So this is, you know, probably a good idea to look for Bluetooth as well.
There's another cool feature, which is called subscription to free traffic. There's a particular Garmin model which gives you free traffic on your GPS. So lets you know which routes not to take.
Right, in case there's an accident or traffic.
Yes. And it's free for lifetime on the Garmin 265, which is an awesome, awesome product with Bluetooth available, 4.3 inches, and all the features which we just discussed.
Mm-hmm. How much is that one?
It's on sale for $319, regularly $499. So it's an awesome, awesome
$319.
Yes.
Oh, great. Otherwise, if the GPS unit offers traffic, real-time traffic, it's usually about $60 a year.
That's right.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, getting back to the lines and giving away our first of two amazing prizes with The Source by Circuit City. Stick with us. To Tech Talk, the show is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, FM radio, games and wireless sharing features. Available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities, the Zune is a stellar holiday gift. More info is at zune.ca. That's Zune.ca. Speaking of digital devices like the Microsoft Zune Portable Entertainment Solution, we are joined by The Source by Circuit City. We've got AJ Jasal in the studio who's here to answer questions from now till 1 p.m. about what to look for when you're shopping for that last-minute high-tech gift for that loved one on your gift list, or if you just want to share with us what you're hoping to get this holiday season. Welcome back to the show, AJ.
Hi, thanks.
Some great suggestions so far. AJ is also in the holiday spirit. He brought with him two great prizes today. The first caller who gets on the air now will win the Ion Audio Slide to PC peripheral. This is a gadget you connect to your computer that lets you import and digitize slides and negatives into, you know, JPEG images or other digital files. The last caller today who gets on the air before 1 p.m. is going to win the Mio GPS unit. With Knight Rider technology, basically it's this all sleek black unit with the swooshing red and red lights that go back and forth, and most importantly, the voice of the car Kit.
Yes.
You know, and if anybody knows that actor's name, give us a call. And it those turn by turn directions are in the actor's voice, which is a pretty cool little gift. To call us on News Talk 1010, it's 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Willie in Newcastle, who is the winner of the Ion Audio Slide to PC. Congratulations, Willie.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and hello, AJ.
Hi.
Happy holidays, sir.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So, do you have a question?
Well, very topical. What I'd like to do is be able to transfer VHS tapes that I have of the children. They're about 25 years old, and I think it would be appropriate now that we have grandchildren to convert them over to DVD, and I'm just wondering what you or AJ would suggest.
Great.
Well, we have an awesome product which is available on in our stores and online as well, which is an ION VCR to PC VHS converter, which allows you to convert your old cassettes to PC quality, and you can burn them on DVD and keep them for life.
All right, so you can, so similar to what he just won, which is the slide and negatives converter, this is also a gadget, sort of like a VCR, that you connect to your computer through a USB port.
That's right.
You install the software, press play on the VCR, press click record on the on your mouse, and it records the VHS tapes to your hard drive, and then he can burn a DVD with it afterwards.
Yes, he can also edit software. He can edit what he wants, and it allows you to create exactly what you want. So it's an awesome product for what you are trying to edit as well on it.
And how much is that, AJ?
It's going on for $229.99.
Okay. And congratulations again to Willie in Newcastle for winning the prize. And the second prize, again, is going to be that GPS unit, the Mio Knight Rider GPS. And you can learn more at mio-gps.com on that, or thesource.ca. And that will be given away to the last caller before 1 p.m. Dwayne Bishop, our technical operator, I asked him during the break what he would like. What little bit of high-tech goodness would he like in his stocking this year? And he said, it's a video game, probably for your Xbox 360. It's Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, a fighting game that marries $2 billion franchises, the Mortal Kombat fighting game series, and, of course, the DC comic book universe with Spider-Man. Excuse me, that's Marvel. Superman and Green Lantern and Wonder Woman and the Joker, Batman, yeah, Spider-Man. I'm going to get all these comic book guys writing me in now. You said Spider-Man and DC Comics in the same sentence. My bad, I meant Superman. Oh, Makai Taggart, our screener who you talked to, he told me he would love some in-ear noise-canceling headphones, these earbuds, so he can block out Dwayne Bishop when he's trying to talk to him. No, you know, all kidding aside, I travel a lot and I love the noise canceling headphones because they really do block out engine roar on airplanes. And I was on 18 planes over 3 weeks this month. So, yeah, and that crying kid in seat 16C. Yeah. And they also make your music sound great. So those are some hints, guys. If you are a fan of CFRB and you're feeling particularly generous, Makai Taggart, care of 2 St. Clair Avenue, and Dwayne Bishop. There you go. If you want to pick them up a little gift. All right. But back to you, our valued listener. We're talking with AJ Jassal from The Source by Circuit City. Let's go to Sebastian in Brampton. Sebastian, what would you like for the holidays this year?
I wanted a game called Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah.
But then I traded in 2 games for it.
Oh, so you got it already.
Yeah.
And how do you like it?
It's awesome. I play it with my friend all the time.
Do you want to tell Sebastian, how old are you, first of all?
10.
You're 10. Tell us and our listeners what you do in Little Big Planet for the PlayStation 3. What's the idea behind the game?
First of all, you have to get through one level. And then you can create your own levels with the stuff you've got from that level.
Mm-hmm. And you play as this cute little burlap sack character called Sackboy.
Yep.
Right? He looks like a little sack with eyes and nose, and you can change the way he or she looks, right?
Yep. Once you get costumes, the levels you go through the game.
One of my favorite things about this game, Sebastian, is that once you buy it and you play all the levels that come with the game, you can go on the internet and download hundreds and hundreds more made by other players from around the world for free.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Well, thank you, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You sound like a very nice and smart young man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. What a cutie, huh? Yeah, Little Big Planet, one of my favorite video games of the year for the PlayStation 3. It's genius. Really, really great stuff. Let's go to Glenn in Oakville. Hi, Glenn. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi there, Mark. I appreciate being able to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling.
My question is about digital cameras. And specifically, what should I be looking at as far as the megapixel feature and the optical zoom?
Yeah, great questions. AJ, you want to take a stab and then I'll add some at the end?
Well, you're looking for how much megapixel it has on the digital aspect as well as for the optical aspect. So the higher the digital, the better you get the zoom. But if you're really looking for a picture which is really far and you want to pull it in, you need to have a good optical zoom. So anything over 5-6 optical zoom would be a benefit if you want to really take pictures of far away places and you want to really get it close down.
Mm-hmm. So I usually tell people, yeah, ignore digital zoom, because digital zoom is as easy as pressing the plus button on your computer. Optical zoom is the most important. Most of the small little point and shoot cameras have about 3x optical. So not great for capturing, you know, a child's face, like the emotion on a child's face on the soccer field and you're in the stands. It won't be good enough for that, but it will be good for most everyday use. If you do want something with better zoom, you might want to go with a mid-range camera, which are a little bit bulkier, and they've got up to 10 or even 20 times zoom, or the higher end digital SLR or single lens reflex cameras that have interchangeable lenses, and you can pick up a telephoto lens for some real long distance zoom. But you also want to make sure you get image stabilization with that zoom, or else the picture can look blurry. And his first question, before we go to our next break, AJ, was about megapixels. Is there a rule of thumb? Is there a certain number of megapixels that you would recommend as a bare minimum?
A minimum should be like 8.1 megapixel. It offers you crisp and clear image, because the dots per inch will show if when you are zooming a picture up, when you are enlarging it to a bigger size development. But so the higher the megapixel you get, so when you're taking a picture and enlarging it, you won't lose the clarity of the picture.
Yeah, we had Kodak on the show a couple of weeks ago, AJ, and that's right. And Mitch clarified at that time that the two advantages for more megapixels is, like you said, the ability to blow up a favorite photo into a poster-sized print. The higher the megapixels you have, the less grainy it will look. And the second advantage is when you want to take a photo and crop it, so you're isolating, let's say, one subject out of a number of them, and then you blow that up to, say, an 8x10, the more megapixels you have, the clearer it will look. So you're saying 8 megapixels minimum. Okay,
yes.
Great. Let's take another break. When we return back to the lines, and of course, getting ready to give away our next grand prize, a Mio Knight Rider GPS unit valued at $229. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. But right now, the time is 12:40. Let's visit with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Pass on that fruitcake and forget that cardigan with the green Christmas trees on it. The person you're buying for this holiday season wants a little piece of high tech, whether it's a digital camera, MP3 player, or Blu-ray machine. We are joined by AJ Giselle from The Source by Circuit City. Welcome back to the show, AJ.
Thanks.
I feel bad. What if someone's listening right now in their car and they're looking at the seat beside them and they just bought a fruitcake and a cardigan with green Christmas trees on it? Oh, anyhow. AJ, thanks for joining us. Before we go back to the lines and hear from our listeners what they would like this holiday season, and of course, if they have questions about high-tech gifts that they're buying last minute for Christmas or Hanukkah, which starts tonight, I believe, Hanukkah, what would you like? Maybe your wife's listening. Is there a little piece of technology? I know you've got, you know, you are representing the source. There's no shortage of gadgets there, but is there something that you're hoping to get under the tree this year?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Blu-ray DVD player. Mm-hmm. I have every gadget in the house, and I'm a computer geek. I love computers, laptops, iPods, music, but I'm looking for a Blu-ray DVD, which
okay.
I don't have one.
You're a movie fan?
Oh, yes,
I
am.
Okay, good. And you have the high-definition TV to go
yes,
with
I
the...
Do.
Yeah,
I
nice,
do.
Nice, nice, nice.
47-inch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, so my kids are... I have twin 6-year-olds and a 4-year-old, and already they're like... they're excited when I get... for my job, I get movies and games sent to me, and they go, oh, Dad, we just got, you know, I don't know, the Dark Knight on Blu-ray instead of DVD. They know that it's better than DVD already. They're like, wow. We got it on Blu-ray instead. Yay. Or Horton Hears a Who. We got it on Blu-ray. Forget DVD. So, you know, they already know the difference in quality because you can see it if you've got a compatible TV, of course. So we want to hear from you. What would you like for the holidays that's high-tech? Or if you're out shopping for someone and you want to get some gift ideas, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. The last caller just before 1 p.m., probably in a little over 10 minutes from now, will win the Mio Knight Rider GPS unit for $229. So let's hear from you. Let's start with Bob in Mississauga. Hey, Bob, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, how you doing, Mark
fine,
and AJ?
Fine, thank you, and happy holidays, sir.
Thank you. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm looking to... I have a digital camera for the kids, but I've noticed that a lot of their pictures are kind of fuzzy, and they're not able to hold it as still. And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if this image stabilization actually does do a good job. Like, would it be sufficient for them?
Yeah, great. AJ?
Great question, Bob. It does... The image stabilization is really, really recommended for kids who are using cameras, especially when they're moving the hand and running around. The stabilization technology in the digital cameras helps get all the jumps and fuzziness out of the picture and makes it clear. So mm-hmm. whenever you take a shot, it'll always be a clear shot.
Yeah, it usually accounts for either a shaky hand or a moving subject or both.
That's right.
And another trick that I was just saying before the commercial break, Bob, that we had a gentleman on from Kodak a couple weeks ago, another trick that I know is common sense for a lot of savvy camera users, but a good trick is if you're finding that all your shots are blurry and you're missing that Kodak moment because the kids are moving, hold the shutter button down halfway, which tells your camera to go into autofocus mode, and you'll see some sort of visual indication on the LCD screen or through the viewfinder that confirms that, okay, I'm ready. And then when you see that magic moment, press down all the way and you'll get a much sharper shot. And anybody that I've told that tip to, you know, novices that are starting out, they always get back to me and they say, that was great. Now my pictures are so much better because they were starting with their finger off the shutter button altogether, then pressing it down. But press it down halfway and you'll see a marked improvement in the quality of your shots. Let's go to John in Toronto. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I never know what to say anymore because every time I say happy holidays to someone, they correct me and they say, well, Merry Christmas to you. you know, but without knowing what you celebrate, I don't want to say Merry Christmas. If you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. But okay. Happy holidays.
I've got a PC and I'm going to a sharp flat panel and I'm looking to acquire a media center extender.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a Linksys, but I understand the PS3 will also do the same thing. And I was wondering if you're familiar with that and if you have any comments about what exactly the PS3 would do in terms of Media Center Extender, particularly playing AVI files.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is Mark here. Let me just first tell the other listeners what the heck you're talking about, because I can see a lot of confused faces behind the glass here. All right, so John here he's getting an HD TV, and he wants to be able to access all of the media that he has on his computer in another room, like video files, photos, and music, but he wants to access them on his brand new big screen TV instead of sitting in a stiff office chair and looking at it all on a tiny monitor. So these are usually referred to as media players or wireless streamers. And there's a number of products on the market that let you connect to your TV that lets you wirelessly access all that media on your computer in another room.
Correct.
So there's the Apple TV, there's the Sling Catcher. So what you're referring to, John, the media extender is available now through the Xbox 360. So mm-hmm. if you have media center on your computer, whether it's through Vista or XP, then you have and you have that little doohickey in the back of the Xbox 360 that lets you wirelessly stream it. Then you can access all that content on your computer, on your TV, rather. Linksys, as you brought up, they also have wireless media extenders that don't operate on Windows Media Player at all or Windows Media Center. And the PS3 one is not available yet, but what I do with my PS3, John, is that I keep one of those little inexpensive memory sticks in my computer, and whenever I download a DivX film or an AVI, I just put it onto that little memory stick and I put it in the PS3 and it'll play it. I find that the PS3 plays lots of codecs, lots of video and audio files, but I'm not aware of the PS3 using Media Center Extender. I think that's only an Xbox 360 thing. Great question. Sorry if that's a little too techie. If anybody needs clarification, you can email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. I don't want to lose anybody. So, all right, but we do have to lose you for about a minute and a half. We're going to take one more break when we return more calls, and then, of course, giving away our last prize. We're joined by AJ Gisal from The Source by Circuit City. Stick with us. Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features, all in something the size of a deck of cards. Available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities, the Zune is a stellar holiday gift. More info is at zune.ca. And speaking of the Microsoft Zune, a week from today on the next Tech Talk show, we'll be giving away an 8-gigabyte Zune. Could store thousands of songs, hundreds of audiobooks, many thousands of photos, and about 100 movies or so, all on something. The one that we're giving away next week is actually small enough to fit in your jeans coin pocket. Because, like I said, the Zune comes in all different sizes and shapes. So that's next week. We're giving away an 8-gigabyte Microsoft Zune. Don't miss out on that. Today, we are also happy to give away some great prizes. We've got AJ Jasal in the studio from The Source by Circuit City. Again, welcome and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and all the listeners as well.
Thank you. And the last caller in about 5 minutes is going to win the Mio GPS unit, the Knight Rider edition. If you're a fan of the show, this will be a real treat because you can hear the voice of Kit, the car, navigating, helping you navigate around the city. But let's go back. We've got a full line, a full screen of questions, so I don't want to give out the numbers again and frustrate listeners. But let's go to Rose in Niagara. Hey, Rose, thanks for calling and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays and good afternoon to everyone.
Thank you.
My question today is, it's already been featured by a couple of previous callers. It's about purchasing a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, for a change. I don't know what to look for. There's so many bells and whistles out there on the market, and I'm just looking for something mid-grade that's not really going to break the bank. Any ideas for someone like myself?
Hi, I can answer that question. We have a Sony digital camera available for great price for $219, which has, it's easy to use and a lot of key features. For example, it's 8.1 megapixel camera, 2.7 inch LCD screen.
Well, that's a big size.
It's a big size screen on the back. It has a steady shot optical image, so it has a built-in stabilizer for pictures when you're taking face detection. So if you are taking a group shot, it takes a face detection. It also has smile detection on it. It also gets you easy shot on auto adjusting on the clock, high sensitive, twilight, portrait, snapshot, name it. It's it has a lot of features.
And I'm amazed by, AJ, the quality of the video that these digital camcorders are shooting now. And with memory cards being so cheap, you can fit hours of video on these little postage stamp size memory cards. And they look great on your TV or PC.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. So for $219, this is a Sony CyberShot you'd recommend at The Source. What's the model number?
Model number is 251-6980.
Okay. 251-6980.
6980.
Okay. Also, just quickly, you know, she said mid-range as well. There's basically three classes of cameras, if you will. There's the tiny little point-and-shoot ones that can slip into a purse. There's the mid-range cameras that are a little bit bulkier, and they have some more advanced features. And then there's the top-of-the-line SLR or single-lens reflex cameras that are bigger and bulkier, heavier, but with a lot more manual options and interchangeable lenses. So once you decide which of those three you want, and they all are great these days, even the cheap little $100 ones, then it'll help you narrow down your choices. But great question. Let's go to Serena in Mississauga. Hi, Serena. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays.
And to you, dear.
I just want to know, with the GPS units, what are at least the basic functions it should have? And also, do most of the GPS units have, like, if you happen to be in an area to find, you know,
points of interest?
In that area that you happen to be, is that easy to you, like, to find? Is it in most of the GPS units?
Okay. So, yeah, points of interest or POIs are in almost every GPS unit. The only exception is when you get a GPS unit for off-road travel, like for hiking and fishing. Those are specialized GPS units that don't use regular street maps. But, yes, POIs, POIs, points of interest are available in all. And then the basic features you will find in virtually every model is, Canada and the U.S. maps, turn-by-turn audio and visual instructions, and battery-powered. So you don't have to plug it into your car's cigarette lighter.
Exactly. And also where you can get is, where am I? That's what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. It's available as well, which gives you the location where you are at.
Uh-huh.
The Garmin's, which is the Nuvi 265, has that amazing feature on it.
Okay, thanks. And the last caller on today's Tech Talk, and the winner of, speaking of GPS units, the Mio Knight Rider is, dun-ta-da-da, who is it? It's Craig on the 400. Craig,
hey,
happy holidays. Yeah, congratulations.
Merry Christmas.
And to you, Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Would you have a quick question, sir?
Yeah, but my question is, I'm actually getting my dad an LCD screen. He just put an addition on in the house in the summer, and I've been saving up for one. But what I want to know is, what would be considered too big for a room that he might have? It's about 14 feet by 18 feet.
You know, it's a great question, but there are a few other things that I would ask you. How far back he's sitting, what kind of light is in the room, because there's a few other variables there that would help me give you what size is ideal. But the general rule of thumb is that it's 2.5 to 3 times the diagonal distance of the TV is how far back you should be sitting.
Okay.
But with old standard definition television, it was more than that. But you can get closer now. So 2 to 2.5 times, actually, the diagonal difference of the TV, because you can sit closer to an HD TV. But there are a few other variables. So, Craig, I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up our prize. I'll leave that to Makai. But email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. And Sal, and myself will answer that off the air and give you a few other tips on how to pick the right size TV for the room. Great question. And it's something I've written about recently, so maybe I'll just flip you that article. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you're celebrating, do it safely. Be careful and have a wonderful, wonderful week. I will speak to you next Sunday for the best and worst tech of 08. We'll have a lot of fun with that. Makai Taggart and Dwayne Bishop, thank you very much, gentlemen. And of course, to my guest, AJ Jasal from The Source by Circuit City. All the best to you and your family this holiday season.
Thank you. And Hank, thanks for having me on. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to everyone.
Thank you. All right, guys, stay tuned. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB, we've got the Buddha Lounge. Get your Zen on. We're going to have some fun coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.